This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas legislature has passed a new law relaxing a water quality regulation on small streams in the state. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is not pleased.
House Bill 1929 will establish new criteria and procedures for assessing water quality in certain Arkansas streams not utilized as a drinking water source. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Representative Andy Davis, District 31, Little Rock. He's a civil engineer by trade with a specialization in wastewater.
What the bill sounds ominous because it talks about removing a drinking water standard, but what we did in Arkansas in the after the Clean Water Act passed, every state had to designate a default designated water use for every body of water in the state. In Arkansas, we didn't do any sort of study to determine what the actual uses were. We just placed the drinking water use on every body of water, whether it was used for drinking water or not. That standard, the only additional water quality parameter that standard brings into play is one for dissolved minerals. So this doesn't affect nutrients or toxins or metals or POD or TSS or anything like that. It only goes to dissolved minerals, which are things like chlorides and sulfides and total dissolved solids, and these things can all be naturally occurring.
When not naturally occurring in a freshwater stream, chloride can be traced to saltwater intrusion or industrial pollution, for example, from unconventional natural gas drilling. Other sources are road salts, wastewater system, and septic tank effluent, animal wastes, and fertilizers. The ocean contains lots of chloride, 35,000 milligrams per liter. Aquatic life will be harmed with 800 milligrams per liter of chloride present. Federal Drinking Water Act guidelines set a 250 milligram per liter limit for chloride or sulfate, and a 500 milligram limit for total dissolved solids. Those are sediments. In Arkansas, we also have water quality mineral limits set for specific ecoregions, for example, 20 milligrams per liter on the White River on the Ozark Highlands to 250 milligrams per liter along the Arkansas River.
Our dissolved minerals standards were set arbitrarily extremely low, 250, 250, 500. Most states are more like 1250, 1500, if they even have a dissolved mineral standard.
Davis's measure will relax mineral levels only in streams not used as a domestic water supply or potential drinking water source. The law is designed to help municipalities and industry held to overly strict water quality standards, Davis said.
The bill essentially directs ADEQ to begin a process to remove these standards. And in that process, at the end of the day, it has to be approved by the EPA.
In late February, EPA Region 6 issued a letter to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality detailing 10 concerns it had about the proposed measure, in summary saying it was not consistent with Clean Water Act requirements, which govern state water quality standards. ADEQ Director Teresa Marks.
We in the department are very concerned about the implementation of HB 1929. We feel like it's a step back in the protection of water quality in the state. As you're probably aware, all the waterways in the state of Arkansas have designated uses. And some of them have specific uses that are specific to that particular waterway. Other streams have designated uses, and there's a default designated use in Arkansas of drinking water standards. So there are certain water quality criteria that has to be met to protect the drinking water standards. And for minerals, those standards are the minerals are TDS, chlorides, and sulfates. And those standards have been set as secondary drinking water standards by EPA, and we enforce those here in the state of Arkansas unless they have been removed. This bill removes the designated drinking water use from all waterways unless it's a waterway that's currently being used for drinking water use, or it's upstream of a lake or a reservoir that's being used for drinking water purposes, or it is on the state water plan to be used for drinking water purposes.
Marks admitted mineral standards set on certain streams, for example, on the Ozarks, are strict.
And we understand that sometimes these standards may need to be removed. But it's our opinion that that should be done on a case-by-case basis and should be shown by need, as opposed to just a wholesale removal of those drinking water standards.
The law affects streams with 4 cubic feet per second flow or less. So, for example, hundreds of streams smaller than 10 feet wide and 1 foot deep would no longer have adequate protection, says Teresa Marks.
We feel like that is something that could cause problems with EPA because it's using a fictional standard when we absolutely have the data that shows the standard is different.
Teresa Marks says the new law now places a huge burden on her agency.
Well, it has to go through us, and it has to be put into our Regulation 2, which is our Water Quality Standards Regulation. And then it has to be approved by EPA, and we're just not sure how that's going to work at this point. We've never done any removal of a designated use without the proper scientific studies. So we don't know how that's going to work. Of course, it's pretty much impossible for us to go to every waterway in the state and do some type of study to prove that the designated use can be removed. It's going to be difficult for us to deal with it, and we're not quite sure how we're going to at this point.
And taxpayers will also be burdened as well, Mark said.
If we have to do studies on all these streams, it would be extremely costly. So we're going to have to get with EPA, try to figure out how we can deal with this legislation and whether or not they are going to approve the terms of this legislation, not just the removal of the standard, but also the mandated use of the 4 CFS minimum flow, if they're going to approve that as part of our water quality plan, or as part of our water quality program.
But Andy Davis says the bill designed to attract industry to the state will not constrain environmental regulators. When questioned as to who backed his measure, State Representative Andy Davis said the Arkansas Environmental Federation, AEF, represents hundreds of industries as well as several dozen municipalities across the state.
I'd become aware of it from other consulting engineers who had worked through these use attainability analysis studies for multiple municipalities and was just aware of the financial and time burden that it places on these cities and the potential for dissolved minerals limits and the fact that none of that was required by EPA and none of the surrounding states are doing it. And it was just, really viewed in the industry as an unnecessary thing that really had not resulted in any beneficial aspects for our water.
In additional comments, EPA says the measure imperils draft revisions to the state's Regulation 2 water plan and modifies national pollutant discharge elimination system permits, circumventing critical permit modification protocols, including public participation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.